It's Bear Country 95.3. Right now, 8:56, and the Money Doctor's here. Dr. Ram, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Fine.
So, I always tell you that clients bring me interesting things.
And yes.
About a week ago, a wonderful new client, a smart guy, asked me if I had seen this particular video clip on the web, and I had not. It's a TED Talk, capital TED, if you don't know them, TED Talks. You can find it on YouTube also. It's done by a social scientist named Lori Santos, L-A-U-R-I, Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S. So go and look this up if you can.
Okay.
What you're looking for is Lori Santos, something about monkeys and money.
Monkeys and money.
Okay, so that'll you'll find it, no problem.
Yep.
She's a very good speaker, and they've done this pretty interesting study, I think. The piece is about 20 minutes long, so do yourself a favor. Go and find it when we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And watch it. And she talks kind of quickly, but she has a lot to say. So maybe even watch it more than once. I think you'll find it fascinating. I certainly did. And I'm actually going to contact her about it. So what they did is they did a study with brown capuchin monkeys, who are a very, very distant relative of ours, supposedly 35 million years ago, et cetera, mm-hmm. a primate, if you believe in that
yep.
kind of thing. Okay. And what they wanted to do is figure out why humans make the same mistakes over and over and over again. Is it our environment that is screwed up? Which we've actually created, ironically.
Yes.
Or is it us? Are we actually sort of predestined to make the same mistake repeatedly, even in the face of negative feedback?
Maybe we're wired that way.
Right. Maybe we're wired that way.
Okay.
And if we're, in fact, wired that way,
yes.
and it's evolutionary, we're probably not going to change it all that easily on our own.
No.
Which is why I'm here talking to you about it. Because every week, at least one person says to me, why do I need a coach to do this? Or they say, they walk in and they just say, we know we can't do this on our own. We need a coach, even though they're very smart people, mm-hmm. right? And I always say it's because of our emotional attachment to money, et cetera, et cetera. All right. So here's what they did. They taught monkeys how to use money. They basically created a monkey currency and a little monkey marketplace.
Okay.
And they did a number of experiments to make sure that what they weren't doing was just teaching the monkey a trick. Here's a monkey giving somebody a token. They get a grape. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Instead, they wanted to see, could the monkeys really use money?
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, what I can tell you in this very short piece is that they found that monkeys used their monkey currency in such a similar way to humans that when the data was produced, you almost couldn't tell the difference between what humans did with their currency and what monkeys did with their currency, including things like stealing or paying attention to a sale.
Mm.
So the monkeys could trade their token for a grape or two grapes or three grapes. And then these sort of tricks were played on the monkeys to figure out if the monkey could really choose where to spend their money and what they would do with it.
Uh-huh.
Interestingly enough, the similarities were on things like saving. The monkeys didn't save any money. They entered the marketplace, they spent their budget, they went back to the rest of the monkeys
mm-hmm.
every time. Right?
Every single time.
Every time. So this is the most interesting thing is the end of the experiment, and I won't ruin her story, but essentially people make foolish mistakes more likely when they are in an environment of loss. When you're worried about, you know, your stocks are plummeting. Do you sell or do you hang on, right?
Mm.
When you're facing foreclosure, but the only way to sell your house is at a loss, can you pull the trigger and sell it at a loss or not?
Mm-hmm.
And why do we make these same silly mistakes over and over again, even though we're really smart creatures? So the reason I'm talking to you about it is, first of all, I think it's a fascinating 20-minute talk. You got to go look her up, Lori Santos. You know, do it tonight when you have nothing to do at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
That's when to look it up. And secondly, because if, in fact, we are making the same mistakes over and over again, despite the negative reinforcement, despite that we're unhappy about it in the end, maybe what we really need to do is hire somebody who is not involved in our situation, like a financial coach.
Mm.
So when I heard this, I thought, oh my gosh, this is so, so much an answer to when people say to me, well, why can't I just do this myself?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
Awesome.
That's my whole thing. So if you're thinking you can't do it yourself or you're making the same errors over and over again, check out the piece and maybe think about hiring a financial
coach. Maybe bringing somebody new to the situation.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And you'll find her entertaining, I'm sure.
The Money Doctor's Dr. Ram from Power Down Debt. PowerDownDebt.com is the website. But the direct phone line is a local number.
Absolutely. 413-774-5555.
And right now at 9-